You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
Like, it's the culture and the people around me that really make these, like, holidays significant to me. With people not being here, I find it hard to, like, recreate that here. So my name's Aya. I'm an international student. I live in Jordan, but I've lived all over the Middle East because my dad's job made us move around a lot. So I've been to Lebanon and Egypt, and I've been to the Gaza Strip. I lived there for 2 months. My grandmother still lives there, and so does my uncle and aunt. So I'm Muslim. So today is like Eid. It's like 5 days of celebrations, basically. So the day before, you fast. And then today, a lot of people wake up in the morning, like at 5 a.m. or something, and they pray. And so I remember when I was a kid, I went with my dad and my brother to pray at a mosque. And then you go and you, like, sacrifice a lamb. And then you have that. But there's like a specific way in which you need to sacrifice the lamb so that you minimize the suffering of it, which is really important. So it's called halal, which is similar to kosher in Judaism. So today it really sucks because I'm not with my family. So they sent me a lot of pictures. An Arab tradition is usually go to your grandma's house and then you have like a big lunch there with all of your family members. They give you money from like our relatives. I wish I had the opportunity to like go back and celebrate with my family or even have a day off. Because I know that my friend who's also Jewish was talking to me yesterday about how like they have Yom Kippur, which was yesterday, and she was just like very upset living in like this Christian-centric place. I feel like nowadays like saying that you're Muslim like has a lot of stigma to it, especially saying you're like Arab Muslim. Like now everyone thinks being Muslim is Arab, which is not exactly true because almost like it's only the percentage of Muslims that are not Arabs is far greater than the amount that is. So I watched that video about Donald Trump when that guy stood up and said, oh, Muslims and whatever, and that's happening here. And like I feel like people just, they want to stand up and say like, I hate Muslims or I do that. Me and my friends, we were at a party one day and these people came up to us and like they talked to my friend, and there he was like, is this were there any Asians here? They beat up my car or something like that. He's like, no man, like there's no Asians here. This is like a Middle Eastern house. He's like, are you lying to me? And then he's like, no, I'm not lying to you. Why would I lie to you? He's like, because I've known a lot of Middle Easterns and they've lied to me. And then he goes like something like, I've lost a lot of brothers. And it's like my friend who wasn't even here, who had nothing to do with it, he was like blamed for it. I feel like that's very real here. I grew up believing that all human beings have dignity. My dad always tried to instill in me that like faith is something between you and God, and you decide like how faithful you want to be. Today I was just in a conversation talking to an Israeli settler, because I'm in a teacher's assistant for an Israeli-Palestinian class that examines social conflict. So we talked to a lot of people in the West Bank, in Gaza and in Israel. He was just saying in Palestinian society, it's very traditional for them to like uphold terrorist attacks or like praise them. Whereas in like our culture, like if someone does an act of terror, like we go out and condemn it, but Palestinians don't. So I asked him, why do you think that? And then he's just like, yeah, well, I think like it's more to do with like a Western society thing. He feels as if like Palestinian culture and Arab culture like thinks of it in that way. And I disagree with him fundamentally, because this has to do with my faith, because like, and my culture, like no way in my culture is it okay to kill a human being. Like in every religion, to kill a human being is it says in the Quran, if you kill one man, it's as if you've killed them all. So it's, there's no justification to that. And I feel like once you put like such a dichotomous relationship between like Western and Eastern philosophies and say how like Western society has developed and Eastern society hasn't, you start talking like a language that's putting down like all of the valuable knowledge that like Arabs have contributed.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective. committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.